Shir Hamalot B'Shuv Hashem Et Shabbat Zion Hayinu Kachomim. Rav Kook explains based on this pasuk in Tehillim Kuchavav that we're all dreamers. And what better time to dream than during these nights of Chanukah, these long nights, where we also hear about the dreams of Yaakov Avinu, the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim, the Sar HaOfim, the dreams of Paro over these Parshiyot HaShavua. And yet, what is a dream? The Rambam explains in Mora Nevuchim based on Yaakov Avinu's dream that we all dream like Yaakov of ladders, that we dream of our aspirations. We dream of going up the ladders, rung by rung. And what is Yaakov Avinu dreaming of? He's dreaming of a ladder, v'Hashem nitzav alav. He's dreaming of getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he pictures malachim, shlichim, mortal men, striving like Nevi'im to go up, to ascend that ladder, and to bring down the messages of Torah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to those down below. And like the Nefesh HaChaim says, yes, Yaakov is dreaming of a ladder. We all dream of this ladder, whose roots are actually in Shamayim, because our neshama begins in the celestial spheres, and it never fully is grounded artsa in this materialistic physical world. So we all aspire and we try to get closer to our spiritual roots. But we know that dreams are not just an expression of our destinies, nor just expressions of our hopes. They're also expressions of our subconscious fears. And the Gemara tells us that Yaakov Avinu really is afraid, not only of his bloodthirsty brother pursuing him, he dreams of malachim, perhaps, who are trying to somehow endanger his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu until V'Hashem Nitzav Alav. Until he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hovering over him, Ka'av Haminif al Bino, like a father who is hovering over and loving his child, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that relationship, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to continue to aspire and attempt to fulfill those dreams. And Yaakov isn't just dreaming about his personal fears, but his national fears as well. As he sees Sarosho Bavelo Leviorid, he sees the representative of the empire of Parasu Madai ascending and then descending the ladder. He sees Yavan going up and then declining. He sees Edomo Leviorid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu implores of Yaakov Avinu, now you should go up. Velo Ha'emin Velo Allah. But Yaakov didn't believe. Not Chas v'Shalom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't believe in himself, that he could go up. And yet the next morning, he does go up. He's inspired by his own dreams, only to forget them over the course of the next 20 years. Just like Yosef, who forgets his dream for 22 years. And yet Rav Kook tells us, the dreams are still there. Sometimes we just need triggers. We need reminders to fulfill our dreams, to pursue those dreams, as we learn from the Chashmonaim, who did not let 380 years allow them to forget their dreams. They remember and they hear the echoes of the words of Haggai and Zechariah. The prophetic dreams of the Nevi'im of Bayit Sheni reverberate in their hearts and their minds for hundreds of years, because Haggai had come in the second year of Daryavish, who had granted permission through Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel, the political leader, and Yehoshua ben Yehozadak, the Kohen Gadol, to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. And Haggai comes and he says, I know you've tried for 18 years, and due to economic difficulties and political problems and polarization with regard to the inhabitants of Am Yisrael, you haven't yet fulfilled the Beit HaMikdash. But there are always excuses. You're all saying, Lo eboet Beit HaShem lehibano, that it's not yet time to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. He says, but now actually is. So go up. Go up and collect the wood and start rebuilding now on Rosh Chodesh Elul during the harvest time. Because if you finally want your harvest to be successful, then you have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your midst. And therefore he comes to them again on the agriculturally sensitive date of Chaf Aleph Tishrei on Hoshana Rabbah. And he says, if you want Hashem to bless your rains, then you have to stop comparing this Mikdash to the first Mikdash. You can't just think backwards. You have to think forwards, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless your bounty. And therefore he comes again on Chaf Dalet Kislev. And he turns outside and he says, look, there still are olives on the tree. There still is oil yet to be produced. There still is light to bring into the world during these winter months of darkness. And therefore he says, get up and continue to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Min hayom hazeh, the Eitz HaZayit Avarech. I'm going to bless it, and I will bless you, because this is Yom Yusad Hechal Hashem. On Chaf Dalet Kislev, he says, now we're going to found and build the foundations of the Beit HaMikdash. And the very next day, we know they dedicate the Mizbeach of the Bayit Sheni. Anna, he comes also on that very same date, Chavdala Kislev, and he turns to Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel and he says, you now can wage war against the Persians. Get up, and I know that they're overwhelmingly stronger than you are, but don't worry, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hirashti et hashamayim et haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this, and therefore, once you do it, v'samticha kachotam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to place you as king, because he wants Jewish sovereignty restored in Eretz Yisrael. And yet Zerubbabel never wages this war. And for 380 years, the Beit HaMikdash is not what it could and should be. And that's why the Hashmonaim recognize that they have an opportunity. They haven't forgotten these Nevuot of Haggai. And therefore, they scream, Mil Hashem Elai, we're going to be the ones to fight against the enemy of the Seleucid Greeks. We're going to be the ones to rededicate the temple, Yom Yisad Heichal Hashem. And therefore, they wait till Chav He Kislev, the anniversary of Haggai's fulfillment of his Nevuot, the anniversary of establishing the foundations of the second Beit HaMikdash. And they say, we're going to be the ones to fulfill this. And not only are they inspired and did not forget the Nevuot of Haggai, they also did not forget the Nevuot of Zechariah, of whom we read about on Shabbat Chanukah, of who saw the menorah that represents not our military might, but rather lo b'chaya v'lo b'koach kim bruchi amar shem tzvakot. And the Hashmonaim recognized that their military victory was a fulfillment of this Nevuah, and that's why they lit the candles of the menorah. And Josephus tells us that even though 100 years later, we don't have Jewish sovereignty anymore, the Romans came in, and Chazal debated, maybe we shouldn't commemorate Hanukkah anymore. Maybe we shouldn't light those lights. And yet, on the contrary, they said, we are, and we're going to remember these Nevuot, and we're going to remember all the prophecies that have yet to be fulfilled and refulfilled. And that's why we bring light into this time, to remind ourselves of all those hopes, of all those dreams. Are we going to be like Choni HaMa'agil, who for 70 years sleeps through a time that could lead from Galut to Geula? Or are we going to get up and are we going to plant? Are we going to make sure that we don't forget our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations, our personal ones, our national ones? Are we going to light the menorah recognizing Wasiyata Dishmaya, that we really can fulfill those chalomot, those nevuot? This is the season not to be disillusioned by coronavirus and the darkness around us, but to remember those dreams and Be'ezrat Hashem, Beruach Hashem, to begin to see their fulfillment. Chanukah Sameach.